Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what do you know? The summer election is over. Well, our version of the election is over. The ratings are back for the summer. Thank you so much again for making this program by far the most listened to afternoon talk show in the upstate. Thank you. Love you. Mean it.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Come on, get back to work.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me, are you?
The hell I'm not.
Actually, I am the boss of you.
Am I the boss, man?
I'm the boss.
All right, let's begin.
It's showtime.
It is indeed. We thought it was creeping along through this week, but what do you know? We survived and made it here. It is once again Friday. Great to have you along. Friday, of course, means the All Skate. Yep, the Friday free-for-all. Anything that I may have discussed during the preceding 4 days, of course, is still fair game. But if there's something else that is placing a bee in your bonnet that you want to talk about, well, your moment has arrived because it is Friday. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, that's simple enough. Use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And, of course, my email remains bob@1063word.com. And if you missed it, key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, sunshine. Hello, sunshine. That is the keyword, S-U-N-S-H-I-N-E. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat for the $1,000 in our bankroll contest. All right? And good luck to you.
Well, this is just fan-freaking-tastic.
I would agree. Already had one winner and love to make you the next one. Meantime, see you in court. This is from Washington Examiner. Outraged by secretly taped anti-Trump comments attributed to CNN President Jeff Zucker and others at the cable network, President Trump's campaign vowing to sue the company for a, quote, substantial payment of damages, end quote. Good. You know, look. Whatever comes of this, whether it's something or whether it's nothing at all, you're costing them money by having to go to court and defend it. In a four-page letter to CNN, to Zucker and Executive VP David Vigilante, what do you know? CNN has a vigilante working there. Trump attorney Charles J. Harder cited years of anti-Trump bias at the network and claimed the cable giant has broken its promise of, quote, excellence in journalism. Excellence. They wouldn't recognize journalism if it hit them in the butt with a bass fiddle. Listing several examples from the just-released Project Veritas videotapes of CNN insiders describing Zucker's demand for, quote, impeachment above all else, end quote, Harder wrote that they are merely the tip of the iceberg of the evidence my clients have accumulated over recent years. He added, never in the history of this country has a president been the subject of such a sustained barrage of unfair, unfounded, unethical, and unlawful attacks by so-called mainstream news as the current situation. Harder represents both Trump and the campaign The letter was provided exclusively to Secrets, it's a website, and is shown on the Washington Examiner website if you want to see it. CNN spokesman Matt Dornick said, "This is nothing more than a desperate PR stunt and doesn't merit a response." Well, Matt, I hate to tell you this, but since it's a legal action, it does merit a response. While media is typically protected by the First Amendment, Harder said the bias he cited at CNN was a violation of the Lanham Act, L-A-N-H-A-M, which I am unfamiliar with. But that's why this guy is a lawyer. The bias he cited at CNN was a violation of the Lanham Act, quote, by constituting misrepresentations to the public, to your advertisers, and to others to distribute truly fair and balanced news. Accordingly, my clients intend to file legal action against you to seek compensatory damages, treble damages, that's triple, punitive damages, injunctive relief, reimbursement of legal costs, and all other available legal and equitable remedies to the maximum extent permitted by law, said the letter. What's more, he suggested that even if the campaign and CNN come to an agreement, that would be agree to settle out of court, he would seek money as part of that deal, saying, quote, "Please contact the undersigned," that's Mr. Harder, "to discuss an appropriate resolution of this matter, which would include a substantial payment of damages, as well as all other appropriate measures that are necessary to fully address the magnitude of the situation." This letter to CNN sent by overnight mail and email on Wednesday. And, of course, the president, since the inception of his administration, has been at war with CNN and BSNBC and others. The so-called media outlets, the propagandists that he correctly refers to as fake news. CNN's White House reporter Jim Acosta and Trump have tussled publicly, and Acosta wrote a book sharply critical of the president titled "The Enemy of the People." By the way, the book was not a bestseller. It was instead a worst seller. In three new secretly taped videos, Project Veritas shows CNN insiders detailing Zucker's anti-Trump views. Those comments, wrote Harder, show that CNN is violating journalism ethics. Recently released video footage of individuals alleged to be your employees indicates that your reporting relating to President Trump is contrary to your own mission and the aforementioned code of ethics. Your own employees appear to state that CNN is focused on trying to, quote, take down President Trump, driven by a personal vendetta that Mr. Zucker purportedly has against him, rather than reporting the news in an objective manner. So, we'll see where this goes. But at the very least, it's going to hit CNN and their parent company in the pocketbook because they're, I mean, look, I get it. They have lawyers on staff who are just waiting for things like this to be able to deal with. But still, give them a hard way to go. Give it back to them as much as you can, to the extent that you can. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show, we go to the phones for the first time on the Friday free-for-all. When I come right back here on the TGIF edition on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Work, 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 work.
You're absolutely right, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do 4 hours each weekday afternoon. 21 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. As promised, we go to the phones. Just referencing our friends in the Tar Heel State, Tim is along this afternoon. Tim is in Forest City. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the program. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you also, Bobby. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes,
first
sir.
First time caller.
Ah, first time. Well, in that case, you must be subjected to a little taste of cowbell. Yeah. That's what the show needs, Tim, is more cowbell.
Always needs more cowbell. I'm just finding it really hard to believe, Bobby, that all this time we've talked about the DNC server.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the information that could be available on the DNC server.
Right.
And how important that information could be. But then at the same time, we're throwing out subpoenas for things that are as they are, without going into a long story, because we know what's been going on for the last 3 years.
Right.
But we can throw subpoenas out for that. But for some reason, we do not want to subpoena the DNC server. Now, I don't know if there's some kind of rules or laws that says that we cannot do that or subpoena and force them to let us look at or let our DOJ or the FBI look at it.
Right.
But I think that would answer a lot of questions that a lot of people have. And if they had that information, I think a lot of what's been going on for the last 3 years probably would not have happened.
Yeah, I think there's merit in what you say, Tim, and I think that's why President Trump referenced that in his phone call with the president of Ukraine. Now, about the subpoenas, I guess my response is in two parts. If you're talking about congressional committees issuing subpoenas, are we really going to count on the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitch McConnells of the world to actually be actively going after this stuff? Probably not. The other
on TV.
Well, yeah, they're great at that. You're right. The other aspect of it is my understanding is that Mr. Durham, the federal prosecutor from Connecticut, who has been tasked by Attorney General Bill Barr with looking into a lot of this stuff, he just extended the timeline backwards for his investigation. And I suspect that much of what he's going to be looking at is also going to be focused on what happened with those DNC servers. Also, I think legitimate questions that deserve to be asked would include how come the DOJ, when they wanted to see these DNC servers, was told by the Democrat National Committee, no, we're not going to turn them over to you. Wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if the DOJ says we want to see these, then don't you have to turn them over?
I would think that same thing, Bobby. I mean, you've got people being held in contempt for far less. I don't know what makes excludes the Democratic National Committee.
Well, General Kelly can tell you all about it. You know, where they
with what you see out on television today with the mainstream media, what they're doing is they're really hoping that they're reaching the people who do not follow the news as we do.
Right.
Those people have seeds planted, and the whole reason they're not going to do a vote on this impeachment process is because they'll lose the narrative of the impeachment process when they turn it over to the Senate.
Right.
And then they have nothing that they can throw out in front of the people that only catch the headlines, that only watch the CNN and MSNBC. Those people will believe anything they hear, and as long as they can plant enough seed,
mm-hmm.
that is what they're hoping happens before now in November of 2020.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And they have sort of a two or even three-pronged goal in doing this stuff,
yes.
the narrative being pushed by the propagandists in the media to reach those people who have places to go, people to see, things to do, busy, 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 and only catch the headlines. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect is all these polls that we're starting to see now. 52% think that Trump should be impeached. 54%. That's all, again, propaganda, and that's bogus. And that is intended to de-incentivize or to deflate the enthusiasm for Trump supporters and try and drive them from Trump to drive down his poll numbers and essentially to damage his image to the point where they have what they feel is a more reasonable chance in November of 2020. But I think they're whistling past the graveyard on that one. All they're doing in my mind, Tim, and tell me if I'm wrong, all they're doing in my mind is reinforcing the support for President Trump with those who already have supported him and others who may be sick and tired of seeing what the Democrats are doing.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I almost now don't think there's anything President Trump can do to take his support away. His base is not going anywhere.
Nope.
Everybody in this country that has got any common sense or has paid the least bit of attention has got to know that regardless of what has happened, the way the Democrats have went about doing the things they're doing, that's killing their support. And it's very obvious when you see the turnouts for all these rallies,
sure,
or so-called rallies that they're having versus what we saw last night in Dallas.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Everywhere else he's been.
Right, so. Yeah. I think last night is a prime example. 20,000 people in the American Airlines Arena and another 10,000 people outside in the parking lot watching it on big screens.
You couldn't put every one of the Democrats' rally supporters in the same room and come close to that number.
Yeah, well, Mark Sanford.
Every single one of them.
Mark Sanford kicked off his campaign in Philadelphia in front of Independence Hall a day or two ago. You know how many? You know how many people showed up?
Not very many, it sounds like.
You could count them on the fingers of one hand, only using one finger. He had one person show up.
Well, you knew he wasn't going to start it in South Carolina. That would have been.
You know, he missed a bet though, Tim. If he'd started his campaign at the highest altitude on the Appalachian Trail, then he might have attracted some media attention at the very least.
At least.
Oh man, talk about some of these things. You know, when Mark passes away. Sad to say, it's going to be in his obit, you know. There's no avoiding it, you know.
Nope.
You get this kind of brand stuck on you, and it just stays forever.
You're not washing that off.
No, that one's going to have some stank on it for a while.
A long time.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Got us off to a good start today. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side. Here on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob McLean. Welcome back. Great to have you along, TGIF edition, as we wrap up the work week. Hoping to get in a little golf this week. Had a lot of stuff going on this week and never really had much of an opportunity, as I typically do a couple times a week, to sneak out during the week and play nine holes in the morning. In fact, I was going over to Preserve at Verde this morning. Got up early and I thought, oh, I'll sneak over there and I'll play with the senior guys at 9 o'clock, and I pull in the parking lot. Uh-oh. The parking lot is all blocked off because I had forgotten that this weekend is when they have the BMW International Auto Show over there, which is pretty cool, by the way. If you've never been to that, that's going to be over at Verde all weekend long. Let me catch up with the text line here, 71307, and I see I have a couple of new messages. Let me bring those in as well. Hey, Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, but we just told Turkey we were going to withhold the sanctions against them if they agreed to the ceasefire. Is that not quid pro quo? I guess you could say it is. But look, this is the kind of thing. This is the normal conduct of foreign policy. Case in point. And Mick Mulvaney mentioned this yesterday when he talked about the Northern Triangle countries, the ones, you know, Central America, as well as Mexico. We told those governments, look, either you cooperate with us on allowing these people who are transiting through your country, you do something to prevent them from doing this, or we're going to withhold foreign aid to you. This is the way foreign policy is conducted. There's nothing illegal about it. It's happened in every administration in history. But, of course, you know, to listen to Pelosi and Adam Bullschiff, you would think that, oh, this is an impeachable offense. Oh, and Judge Napolitano on Fox. What an idiot this guy is.
You moron.
You moron.
He is a moron. Bobby, you love the show. If the Democrats call for a vote of impeachment and lose the vote, is it true that Trump could serve 3 terms? Don't know where I heard this, but if it's true, wow. Get her done, Trump 2020. I've never heard anybody speculate about that, but no. There is a constitutional amendment after FDR was in office for what, 4 terms? A president is limited to 2 terms, no matter what, is my understanding. Bobby, even Fox News is horrible talking about Trump drawing all the troops when it was less than 50 that were removed. Bob and afternoons go together like, well, Bob and afternoons. Congratulations on the ratings. Thank you. Literally, thank you, because, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't be there. And I think that catches me up with a text line. Now, about Mick Mulvaney and this whole tempest in a teapot that's being stirred up by the propagandists in the media. Everybody, this is an editorial today from the New York Post. Everyone who already thought the case for President Trump's impeachment was a slam dunk went berserk yesterday, claiming that acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney had just admitted to a quid pro quo with Ukraine. Morons in the medium, they don't even know what the Latin quid pro quo means, but in any event. Except that what Mulvaney admitted is that the administration was doing what it should, pushing a foreign government to cooperate in getting to the bottom of foreign interference in the 2016 campaign. Virtually every media outlet in America, certainly all those that jumped on Mulvaney's remarks, has spent most of the last 3 years painting such foreign interference as the blackest possible crime. In fact, all Mulvaney did was repeat yet again that Trump was worried about corruption with that nation. And that's Ukraine. And specifically, saying that those worries extended to cooperation in the look back to see what happened in 2016. Asked if Ukraine's uncertainty about probing those matters was linked to the U.S. holdup of military aid, he said yes, clarifying hours later that it wasn't a quid pro quo, which it couldn't be. Ukraine didn't know about the holdup until weeks after President Zelensky's call with President Trump. Critics complained that one specific issue Trump pushed is a debunked conspiracy theory. Well, so what? The Obama administration and several Democrat senators at various times pushed Ukraine to cooperate in probes of possible Trump 2016 wrongdoing that eventually turned out to not exist. So in other words, the Democrats have already done, again, what they're accusing President Trump of having done. And look, it's the same thing with Biden. You know, Biden already took money, or his family did, his kid did, from this Burisma energy company. Indeed, ongoing DOJ investigations are trying to determine what, if any, lines the U.S. intelligence community crossed improperly during those probes. And Trump has been pushing Ukraine, quite appropriately, to cooperate with DOJ in the investigation. Heck, Ukraine in 2017 started to mend fences over its admitted pro-Hillary Clinton meddling in the 2016 election campaign. In the press conference yesterday, Mulvaney also specifically ruled out any quid pro quo involving Trump's offhand request to Zelensky to look into Hunter Biden's activities there, which is supposedly the central charge in the Democrats' rush to impeachment. Again, the fact that Zelensky didn't know the aid had been frozen is a giant hole in the impeachment case and the quid pro quo charge. Indeed, when U.S. diplomat Carl Volcker made that point in testimony the other day, Representative Adam Bullschiff complained, "Ambassador, you're making this much more complicated than it has to be." Facts, as another president once said, are stubborn things. They are indeed. 344 16 before 4 text line. Hi, Bobby Mack. Mark Levin answered a caller on the Trump third term. There is an instance where when a president could serve three years of a possible third term, but Levin believed the circumstances surrounding Trump did not apply. Bobby, quid pro quo, the media word for the week. Any idea what next week's word will be? Seems as if I have heard quid pro quo about 1,000 times from Tina, RN. Next week's word is again impeachment. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Bobby, don't forget, in his book, Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky tells the radicals, accuse the other side of things you're already doing. Bobby, the way the Democrats and the media have treated Trump, he deserves a mulligan. Ought to get 8 more years. Hey, Bobby, since we're going to talk about, quid pro quo, what did the Democrats call it when Barry sent $1.5 billion to the terrorists in Iran? Yeah, good question. Quarter before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on the Friday free-for-all here on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, then.
Welcome back. 349, Bobby Mack Show, hour number one, in on the text line. Bobby, don't forget, it was not $1.5 billion that Obama sent over to the mullahs in Iran. It was $150 billion. That's true. Misspoke. Bobby, a president may serve 2 terms or 10 years. If a president dies in office with less than 2 years left in that term, the vice president may finish his term and then be elected twice. If he has more than 2 years left in his term, the vice president may only be elected one more time. Right. But, of course, would not be applicable to President Trump because he is president. If he were to die, obviously he can't continue to serve. You catch my drift. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of some Bobby Mack Facts. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
And now, 106.3 WORD presents Bobby Mack's Bobby McFacts.
Oh, yeah.
Today's top trending things you need to know.
Well, some of the stories that you may not hear in the newscast, but you may find interesting nonetheless. There is a discussion on Reddit about things men do that they think are okay, but are actually really creepy. You can have a lot of fun reading through them all, trying to guess which ones are veiled references to Joe Biden.
That's so much malarkey.
Meantime, doctors say living on the coast is linked to better health. Huh? Because doctors can check for other ailments after you've been hospitalized after having suffered a shark attack or having been attacked by a homeless derelict or because you came down with bubonic plague. Oh, there you go. Natty White is holding a Halloween contest where you can win $10,000 for dressing up like the thing that scares you the most. Hillary Clinton reportedly will just wear a T-shirt that says 33,000 emails. Meantime, President Trump's Florida golf course will host the next G7 summit. This is somewhat remarkable because usually when people in Florida hear G7, it is followed by somebody yelling, "Bingo!" And finally, not a moment too soon, in Bobby Mack Facts for today, under a Trump administration proposal, nearly 1 million kids could lose out on getting free school lunches. In other words, Trump is doing these kids a huge favor. Still remember the peanut butter and honey sandwiches? They were good back then. But, of course, you can't have peanut butter in a school lunch now because of peanut allergies. And yeah, right. While we're picking out, this is not a guy that would normally make the Bobby Mack hit parade. But I feel like he should be singled out in this instance. And I'm talking about the guy who I've jokingly referred to as resembling Nosferatu, the original Dracula. But NBA Commissioner Adam Silver deserves an attaboy. It was revealed yesterday by the commish that the Chinese government insisted the NBA fire Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey over his now-deleted October 4th tweet supporting the protesters in Hong Kong. We made clear that we are being asked to fire him by the Chinese government, by the parties we dealt with, government and business, Silver said in his first U.S. interview about the league's ongoing free speech scandal. We told the Chinese there is no chance that is happening. There's no chance we will even discipline him. Speaking at the Time 100 Health Summit, Mr. Silver noted that the losses have already been substantial, adding, "Our games are not back on the air in China as we speak. We'll see what happens next. I don't know where we go from here," Silver said, adding, "the financial consequences have been and may continue to be fairly dramatic." Silver said that the media coverage of the NBA's response to the Houston general manager's tweet, frankly, was confusing to me when I got home from China, only because I had thought we had taken a principled position. I thought we hadn't so-called acquiesced to the Chinese. Well, you remember, of course, LeBron amongst the leaders being critical of the Houston GM. The NBA's initial statement last week used the word regrettable, which Silver emphasized was describing the reaction of the Chinese government officials, business executives, and NBA fans in China, not the content of Maury's tweet itself. So in other words, he wasn't saying the Houston GM's tweet was regrettable. He was saying the reaction from the Chinese was. Maybe I was trying too hard to be a diplomat, Silver said. I didn't see it as my role as the commissioner of the NBA to weigh in on the substance of the protest, but to say, here's this platform for free expression. Silver says the NBA didn't cave in to China's demands, noting these American values, we are an American business, and these values travel with us wherever we go. Good for him. It would have been very easy and certainly less financially punitive, wouldn't have cost him anywhere near as much money if they had done as the Chinese had asked and either issued a statement that was disciplinary in nature towards Mr. Maury or had acquiesced to the Chinese demand that he be fired. And they said, no, you know, unlike, he didn't come out right and say it, but implicit in his reply was, look, the Chi-Coms don't have free speech. You know, they have that social media score that you have over there. Can't travel unless your social media score is correct. That is how much you bend a knee to the Chi-Com government. And Mr. Silver refused to do that. And for that, he should be commended. Hour number one of the Bobby Mac Show has raced on by. Hour number two is right around the corner. TGIF edition, the Friday free-for-all, rolls on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.